Thanks, everyone, for spending the next few minutes with us here on The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you. And just reminding you, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come visit us here in North Central Nebraska, Valentine, and the Cherry County area. They've got the Quiet Trails, the first in the Northern Hemisphere on the Niobrara River, and the Merritt Reservoir International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska, and the Nebraska Star Party coming up this summer. So check it out at visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News, because that is what ranchers read. A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News keeps you connected, and you can celebrate the ranch life. Visit tsln.com.
And I have something that's pretty interesting. Useless information, I suppose. You might file this under.
Okay.
But starting on the 20th, which would have been like last Tuesday, right?
Thursday, right.
Every day for the next 10 days is going to be the same backwards as it is forwards. 5/20/25, 5/21/25, 5/22, all the way through 5/29, because when you get down there, it's still 5/2/9/25. Is that weird?
That is really weird.
I don't know what you call that. I know there's a sequence, a name for something like that, but I would file it under probably useless information, but I thought everybody needed to know.
Well, I think it's intriguing information.
So go back and look at your calendar, write it out, and you go, hey, yeah, that is kind of unique.
That's pretty wild and crazy. I started a piece the other day, and I want to finish it. It's very good, and we're right here at Memorial Day, coming out of Memorial Day. It's called I Am an American. I am an American, and in my churches and homes, everyone worships God in his own way. The young Jewish boy says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one." The Catholic girl praying, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee." The Protestant boy singing, "A mighty fortress is our God," each one believing and praying as he must, and all joining in the universal prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, with the voice in the soul of every human being that cries out to be free. I am an American, and I believe that America has answered that voice. I am an American. And my country offers freedom and opportunity such as no land before her has ever done. Freedom to work as a mechanic or farmer, merchant or truck driver. Freedom to think as chemist or lawyer, as doctor or priest. Freedom to love as child, as parent, sweetheart, husband, wife. Freedom to speak, to pray, to read, to argue, to praise, to criticize. Freedom to live 1 or 200 million different lives. I am an American, and my heritage is of the land and of the spirit, of the heart and of the soul. I am an American, and these are my words. Show me now a country greater than my country, a people happier than my people. I am an American. I speak for democracy and the dignity of the individual. I do not know who wrote that, but it is called I Am an American.
Very appropriate here. You know, it won't be too long. We'll be talking about Flag Day on June 14th. So all of that's going to roll right along as well. Can I do a religious thing to wrap things up today?
Absolutely.
It's called the elderly priest. So the elderly priest, speaking to the younger priest, said, "It was a good idea to replace our first four rows of pews with plush bucket theater seats. It worked like a charm. The front of the church always fills up now." The young priest nodded, and the old priest continued, "And you told me a little more beat to the music would bring young people back to the church. So I supported you when you brought in that rock and roll gospel choir, and we're packed to the balcony." "Thank you, Father," answered the young priest. "I'm pleased that you are open to the new ideas of youth. However," said the elderly priest, "I'm afraid you've gone too far with the drive-through confessional." "But Father," protested the young priest, "my confessions and the donations have nearly doubled since I began that." "I know, son, but the flashing neon sign, toot and tell or go to hell, just can't stay on the church roof."
Hey, thank you everybody for listening. We love to have you join us for the good stuff. Make sure you stay tuned. And if you happen to be traveling and away from your own local radio station, check out Bowman, North Dakota, KPOC 1340 AM, or Ortonville, Minnesota, KDIO 1350 AM. They all cover the good stuff.